Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We have some response at 402-464-5685 regarding the game. A lot of it, as we discussed in the first segment, when Bill asked for what people want from the portal.
The portal?
Quarterback. Now, TJ Lateef, again, was put in a tough spot back in November, filling in for Dylan Raiola, who was this quarterback for, you know, a year and a half plus at Nebraska. Got all a lot of the one reps in practice, if not all of the one reps in practice throughout the years. And played well against UCLA, which is a poor team, but Penn State, Iowa, not great. And he got hurt against Iowa with the hamstring. In this game on
How do you think he was, Jay?
Well, he was 15 for 28. Here's some stats. 15 for 28, 182, and a touchdown. Ran the ball 13 times for 22 yards and a score. You know, there's a lot to be desired there. There's a lot of things that need to improve with TJ Lateef. He's a freshman. Can't forget that. He's a freshman.
He's poised. He shows poise. He doesn't get rattled. Rule said he took off. He left the pocket too soon a few times. But I don't know. That's a lot on him. They don't have enough around him. It's the same old story with the Nebraska quarterback position. We assess the quarterback. You have to assess it in the context of what's around him, and there's not much. He didn't have Emma Johnson, obviously.
Yep.
But those running backs ran pretty well.
I was going to say, that wasn't a big factor. They still rushed for like 200 yards.
Between the two, 161, yeah.
Couple series, though, there wasn't much.
Agreed.
They don't. Now, how much did they miss Emmett? Not that much. He wouldn't have made a huge difference. I don't think he would have made a. Would he have made a huge difference?
A difference, yes. Do they win the game?
No.
With him? No.
No. Good.
No. And like you said, the big thing on any of these games, because we talked about this prior to, and you know, me and Steve discussed this, right? We talked about his head nod to breakfast into the game, was that no matter what, you have to count them. The games count. It's always like both sides when you get the, they didn't have me there. So the bottom line is
the standoff.
The game was on TV, and they were keeping score. Because last year, there's a lot of players that didn't play for Boston College. But that didn't matter. It was a bowl win, and there's a bowl trophy, and it was progress, and it was things are moving the right way. And so any of these games, the Tennessee, Illinois, that game counted. Tennessee had a ton of dudes not play. Do you see Bielema say anything after the game? Like going like, well, you know what? They were down some guys, so we're just happy. I guess we're happy we won. Nope, they just beat an SEC team.
No, in terms of players out, I mean, if you just assess at Utah and Nebraska, I think it was a standoff. In terms of losses, I mean their losses were in the trenches mainly. You know they your two best pass rushers and without your two first round offensive tackles. That's huge.
I think Utah had a bigger deficit.
Okay, bigger
deficit than what Nebraska had.
I mean Nebraska. Now we didn't mention Nebraska was without Isaiah Hunter. That didn't crop up till game day. So they were without Emmett Johnson, Hunter, Singleton. Who else? Jake. Spindler, those would be the main guys.
Yeah, but not guys that are projected first-round picks like offensive tackles.
No.
I mean, that's huge for Utah.
No. I thought Singleton's absence was noticeable because the guy that replaced him struggled. But whatever. It was a standoff, and Bill's right. It wasn't. Yeah. You turn on that. I mean, I hope coaches understand that. Fans aren't going to those games going, well, like, we have these guys out, so we don't really expect to win. No, not the way it's going to work.
No, every
team has guys out for bowls.
Yeah, pretty much every team. Nebraska's on that short list of teams that got blown out in the bowls. There's not a lot, and not in the power conferences. Among the power conference teams, there's not a lot of teams getting blown out. That's one thing that's not good. There's a lot of things that are not good. What else are people saying?
Yeah, what else you got, Jake?
Well, people are, again, they're just not really sure what's next at quarterback, because they Raiola, they're hoping changes his mind. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to...
Raiola? No, he's not changing.
I think he's leaving the team. He's going somewhere else.
No,
hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
We're looking at Kenny Minchie. I think Kenny Minchie's the number one guy. He's the Notre Dame backup. And, you know, he battled C.J. Carr for that job. He did play a little bit this year. His numbers were really good. From what I gather, he's the number one target. Kenny Minchie.
I want to read this text from Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers on the text.
I like Twizzlers.
He says, Sipple, stop worrying about what the Breakers are thinking. More than likely, we are thinking the same thing. We need a team that gives a damn and a coach that has fire and passion in his heart. We need players with heart all across the board. We need warriors.
Twizzlers. Stop worrying about what the Breakers are thinking.
Need some warriors on this team.
Need a task.
He did. Yeah, I mean, that's what goes back to what I was saying. I'm not trying to be overly critical of any specific player, but you just don't have an alpha mentality on this team. I don't see a physical team.
Not on defense.
We talked about last week, you have to be if you're the underdog, you're a 14-point dog, be the team that wants it more. And early on, it felt like that might be the case, and that went away when they punched back at you, right? Yeah, the first quarter, accurate. You could say Nebraska looked like maybe the hungrier team, and then they weren't anymore, and that's disappointing.
Why are they not ever the hungrier team? That's something I don't understand, that they never seem to have that sort of mentality. I think it's a complicated discussion, but it always comes out the same. It doesn't look like they are as hungry as the other team most of the time. And that's
Maybe the Colorado game last year, you were the hungrier team in that one. We're talking about it maybe one or two times it's been the case.
Anyway, that was Utah got rolling.
Yeah, it's probably
Utah
hard.
Really got rolling.
Yeah, it was, like I said, the end of the season was much harder.
Mm.
Was much harder.
I haven't talked about
The Iowa game, watching the Penn State game. That was much harder to watch.
Was it?
I guess you have that's three in a row.
That's interesting.
That's three in a row of
that's the problem.
Of blowouts.
Yeah, right.
That's the problem.
Talking 37-10 Penn State, 40-16 Iowa, 44-22. Utah.
Yeah, if you're just listening to this show for the first time and you're driving around on the interstate, why are they reacting this way?
Do people drive around on the interstate much? Like, I'm going to get on here, I'm going to buzz to York, I'm going to buzz back.
No, but somebody could be whipping through from Albuquerque to Delaware, and they're just listening to sports talk, and they're going, why are they so wound up about this Utah-Nebraska game? It's just one game. No, it occurs in the context of two other blowouts. So you got blown out, and you can't find that many times in Nebraska's history where there's three straight blowouts. I haven't looked. And during the Riley era, the last year, they were getting hammered late.
They were.
And so it's happened. But it doesn't happen that often like this where you get hammered, jackhammered, three straight games.
So
that's what has people rattled.
So Riley and Rule are the same after 3 years.
19
is that right?
And 19 is correct, yep. Same record.
It's just,
how was that viewed by you, Steve Sipple, who covered this?
You have to look at the time frames. I mean, when it happened with Riley, it was still, this doesn't happen very often. Now with Rule, the program's sustained struggle.
After 3 years, Riley was, what was that season for them? That was his third year. What was their record that year? But their 19-19 had to be his third year.
Yeah, rather lasted 3 years, 2015 and 2017.
They were terrible. What was the final
four
record?
4-8 that year.
4-8. And they were getting jackhammered. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Minnesota,
bad.
Minnesota team killed them. Like
50. Did they
get, Iowa jackhammered.
Did he get let go at that time?
Yes.
Well, oh, yeah. So 19-19 got let go.
Iowa beat them 56-14 in Lincoln. He got fired after the game.
Yeah. Iowa hammered them. Ohio State.
Minnesota hammered them.
Minnesota hammered them.
With Demaryius Croft, who was terrible.
He looked like Gale Sayers that
day. And he was he was horrible for Minnesota. He's not liked by Minnesota fans still.
Oh, the Kansas comment.
He did.
Yes.
He literally did. And they got jackhammered by Ohio State, obviously. That was the one where I was done. Like, I was just like, what are we doing?
That's the one was, how simple can it get for the Buckeyes? That was the call.
So it was happening then. It was happening. Are they in a worse spot? I don't know how to assess that on the fly. I'd have to look at it.
Well, that's a great conversation. It's just everything's depressing right now. Except for Nebraska ball.
We get Nebraska ball. It's not depressing.
They're not. But when we come back, Aging Gracefully and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.